You're listening to SBS News.
A group's fear, a harsh winter in Gaza, is exposing vulnerabilities. From fragile makeshift shelters struggling to shield displaced Palestinians from the elements to meeting their basic needs. Ambaha is among those living in the Deir al-Bala refugee camp.
Look at these clothes. How will we wear these clothes? Look at these blankets. They're all soaked. Where do we go? How do we cover ourselves? Look at these mattresses and the tent. Who would live in that?
Israel's registration crackdown will see the licenses of 37 aid groups expire on January the 1st. The list of groups facing suspension include multiple branches of Doctors Without Borders, Oxfam, the International Rescue Committee, and World Vision. The Israeli military body Kogat says the organisations did not bring aid into Gaza throughout the current ceasefire, that the government decision will not result in any future harm to the volume of humanitarian aid entering the Gaza Strip. But a coalition of NGOs and the United Nations has condemned Israel's move. They've issued a joint statement saying the stricter vetting rules place humanitarian operations in fundamental jeopardy, calling the rules arbitrary and highly politicised. Doctors Without Borders Emergency Coordinator for Palestine, Claire Sanfilippo, is voicing her concerns.
We're facing a risk of being deregistered as of January 1st, 2026, which would force MSF to stop operations within 60 days. This would effectively block MSF from operating in Gaza, where we support 1 in 5 hospital beds and 1 in 3 births.
NGOs were told in March they must register the names of their workers and provide details about their funding and operations. Israel says it's necessary to prevent Hamas infiltration. Israel also reserves the right to take action against groups it deems hold anti-Israel positions. The foreign ministers of 10 countries have come to the defence of aid groups. They've criticised the rules as restrictive and unacceptable, saying the humanitarian situation in Gaza remains catastrophic and Israel must ensure NGOs can operate in a predictable and sustained way. They also raised concerns about access to shelter and medical equipment, demanding that what they called unreasonable restrictions on essential supplies be lifted. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has dismissed the criticism as false but unsurprising. Israel says conditions in the enclave have improved since the ceasefire came into effect.